The first question that we have is that, is it permissible to marry a woman with whom I fell into zina with? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us.
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.
All from zina and the things leading to it. It is valid for those who have committed zina to marry. It is valid for them to marry. However, whether they should marry depends on whether they're suitable for one another, right? For which one should, one must consult, consider that, is this the right person for me? All things considered, number one. And number two, consult those who know you, and ideally consult people of religion also how you rectify things, right? So that you, your one error should not justify a lifetime of errors. It is possible for good people to have fallen into zina. Then one takes the means of repenting and rectifying. And part of the solution could be marriage, but it sometimes isn't. The person isn't suitable for you, given where you are and want to be at religiously and in life, and in terms of their character and concern in life. Ultimately, one chooses to marry on the basis of deen, of religion, and good character. Sometimes errors such as falling into zina, you know, unlawful sexual relationships, can be a reminder and wake-up call that I need to rectify my, I need to fix my direction in life. That could be a joint concern that could lead one to choose the step of marriage together, or it could be a realization that, look, this person was part of why I fell into sin, and as a result, I want to tread a different path. I want to tread the path of consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's what we can say regarding this.
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.